You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
America, where people dare to dream. Willing to fight for America. America, land of the free.
Well, critically acclaimed inspirational R&B and gospel vocalist B.B. Winans is best known as part of the celebrated Winans family. Of course, similar to the Jackson family's impact on pop music and the Carter Cash family's history with country, the Winans are truly gospel music royalty. Also an award-winning songwriter and producer, B.B. Winans has achieved notoriety, both as part of the hit-making duo B.B. and CeCe Winans, as well as a solo artist. As a matter of fact, he and his sister CeCe were the first brother-sister duo to be awarded a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He's also the recipient of 6 Grammy Awards, count them, 6, including a Grammy for co-producing the song Jesus Loves Me on Whitney Houston's smash hit film soundtrack for her movie The Bodyguard. And B.B. has now taken his artistic gifts to the next level with an incredibly uplifting new collection of patriotic songs on his latest CD entitled America, America. Boy, just listening to that little bit there, Tim, can you hear the production value in that? That is so full.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That is crazy full.
My earphones are just rattling. It's awesome. This is actually the title track.
Brilliant. BBWinans.net is the website. B.B. Winans joins us on the phone. How are you, sir?
I'm almost tired after that introduction.
That is a big introduction. Well, listen, I can't imagine anybody introducing any of the Winans with a small introduction. That is just...
I'm actually doing good, and maybe after listening to you and the specialist, I might start dating again and get married.
You know, that's interesting you brought that up, because... There's, you know, I did the research, and I'm looking through your life story and all the stuff that's gone on in your life, and, you know, a few years ago was not a very happy time for you, sir, was it?
Well, you know what, it was, you know, I have to correct you on that. It was a happy time, but it was a time of storms. And so what I've learned in life, there's a decision that you have, really, to implement and to make if you choose to be happy in a storm or you choose to be sad through a storm. And I've chosen through my journeys, through the ups and the downs, to be happy no matter what others are saying or what people think or what people believe and what actually is. So rough, but yet a happy time.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that it sounds like you're coming through it, and it sounds like you're on the other side. And ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first on the Drew Marshall Show. B.B. Winans is ready to date, ladies and gentlemen. So listen, let's go way back to time when Benjamin Winans was living in Detroit. Were you in Detroit? I mean, how your family moved out of Detroit? About how old were you then?
What? Well, I moved out of Detroit. The family, well, my mom is still there. My brother Marvin's the pastor there. He will never leave Detroit.
No.
But I and CeCe, I left Detroit when I was 17 years old. Hmm. And I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, where we joined the Jim and Tammy Baker show, PTL. And I've been gone ever since.
And you and your sister, of course, are from a family of 10. Your mom had 7 boys straight, then 3 girls at the end. And you're the last boy born, and the first girl born was CeCe, so number 7, number 8. And, of course, losing your brother, Ronald, I mean, what a kick in the guts that must have been. He was only 48, is that right?
Only 48. Very, very difficult because, as you stated, you know, within a large family, all of us were a very close, knit family, but Ronald was the brother that I talked to every day. Wow. And so... it was very difficult, and honestly, there was a moment that I prayed to God, God, can you take my other brother?
Yeah.
Leave me around him. But yet and still, what I find is that when you're going through that kind of a storm, it's really when you learn who God is, really, and you learn a lot about yourself. So I don't regret the hardships, because they make you stronger, and honestly, they make you appreciate the good times.
Well, of course, he and Gladys Knight got into chicken and waffles together, and Are those stores still going? Are there those shop? Those restaurants are still going around?
Still going strong. So it's amazing how me and Ronald, when we first met Gladys Knight, we were in the JCPenney store and we saw her and we were looking through the clothes and she heard us and said, come on out of them clothes and come speak to us. So it's amazing how life, you know, brings about things that you never dreamed of. So for him and Gladys to be in business together and then the restaurant still going, you know, it's just amazing. Life is interesting.
Now, how many years ago, BB, was it that you lost your father, who, incidentally, used to sing with Sam Cooke and the Solsters?
Exactly. Lost him 2 years ago now. A friend of mine lost his father not too long ago, and, you know, I was able to speak into his life. It's just something about when you lose a brother, it's one thing. When you lose a father, it seems to me as if your whole world shifts into a different perspective where you become everything that your parents really taught you to be when they leave. You know, it's an urgency that comes about. And so I told my mother yesterday, I said, the scary thing about me is that I'm becoming exactly like my father, the way I act, the way I look, the way I think. And that's a great thing. And then there's some things that...
maybe not so much.
I could share.
Well, listen, with these losses, you know, your brother, your father, and I mean, let's even throw Whitney into that group because you were quite close to Whitney Houston. You know, those kind of losses can really, well, they should. They have an impact on most people. And so, you know, looking back on the last few years with these losses, I mean, how have you changed? I know with a lot of people, when death hits them, mm-hmm. you know, a loved one dies, priorities get changed, you know, around, maybe the ego gets kicked to the curb a little bit. I mean, what's gone on with you, BB?
Well, it's according to, I think, how old you are too, when you experience those losses. I think someone who loses their parents when they're teenagers or young adults, there's a certain change that happens. To have those people in my life up until this time, you know, it's difficult, but you kind of know exactly, you know, what life is all about and what you're all about. Now, I think if anything, it changed me to love a lot better, because you seem to take those whom you love for granted and feel as if you're going to have them around all the time. And so the first loss caused me to see and really understand that, you know what, tomorrow's not promised to any of us. So I'm going to be a little bit better, a lot more, you know, prioritized a lot better than I did before. And I think I have. But now at my age, you know, I kind of know who I am and what to expect in this life. And so I don't take things for granted like I used to.
Good. That's fantastic. Now, spiritually, you know, just because you're a well-known gospel singer doesn't mean that you're always spiritually on.
Oh, no, exactly. I think sometimes maybe you're a little bit more off.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine.
But, you know, I don't allow, I never have, and I think that's the good parts of what my father placed on us or gave to us. You know, we never allow people to define us, you know. It's very important to know that before anything, that I'm human. Even before I'm a Christian, I'm a human being. And that means I have weaknesses and strengths. And so as time has gone, you know, being raised in a church, I've learned a lot of things about church business. I learned a lot of things about the attributes of who God is, but it was not until I got older and older and on my own, and there's other situations where I started to know him in a personal light. And so it's important to give yourself room to breathe and also time to grow. And I'm enjoying my growth process. And that's to me every day, you know, through I I'm in no hurry to be perfect.
Well, good. Listen, you better giddy up. You better be in a bit of hurry because you're turning 50 in September, man.
Yes, sir. And we're going to celebrate. And if my mother comes to my party, she might be a little offended because I may dance.
Oh, boy. Folks on the phone with BB Winans. And, you know, I can imagine you being the youngest boy in the family, you know, the youngest of seven boys.
Yes, yes.
You were probably your mother's favorite, I bet.
You know what? I am. And the others used to tease me about that. But, you know, as time went on, they learned to accept it. It's the funniest thing. But, you know, being the youngest boy really prepared me for the storms of life, because instead of just one father, I had seven fathers, you know, trying to tell me what to do and where to go, and teasing me. They used to tell me I was adopted, as that mom and dad found me, and I used to cry when they said that. And, you know, just big families and what brothers would do to young brothers. And so through that, though, I have, you know, come to know exactly who I am and can handle something. And I think that's important. I really do. I have two young children, and my daughter is the oldest. My son, she used to just make him do anything. And now that he's older, he tells me that I know her number now.
Oh, boy. Well, listen, folks, B.B. Winans on the phone with us. And, B.B., you know, this book, The Whitney I Knew, is that out now? Can we get our hands on that one?
You can get your hands on it. You can, but the public has to wait. July the 31st is when the book is released. Yesterday I received a copy, advanced copy. And you know what? I read it, and I've read it twice. And it was a therapeutic for me to write this book, Embracing the Pain. I heard Bill Cosby's wife, say one time when he lost their son, that a friend of hers told her, you got to embrace the pain if you want to come out on the other side. So this book has been a way for me to embrace the pain of the loss of Whitney and come on, you know, to the other side of it, where I'm smiling more than crying. And I share some things in the book that the public probably didn't know or understand, because all they saw was the tabloids, all they heard was beautiful voice, and all they saw was where the voice came from. But me and my family had a chance to have a close encounter with, I think, one of the most incredible people that walked Earth.
Well, I want to play a little clip here from a time when you and your sister and Whitney were all together on the Arsenio Hall show, and I think it was back in like 1989. And this is just a short clip, and I think Arsenio, I'll set this up, Arsenio had just asked all of you, you know, if you were on a desert island, what CD would you take? All right, so let's have a listen to this, folks. We'll bring back some memories.
Relate to, God has been so good. So I would definitely buy the wine.
Yeah.
This is BB talking.
I don't have any solo albums out, so I wouldn't buy my solo
BB
album.
Stop.
Clark Sisters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Gospel.
Yes.
Also.
Yes.
Yeah. And Whitney? You'd probably go out and buy a single of Party All the Time, wouldn't you?
She gave a cold look there, boy. That was cute. Now listen to her answer.
See you, boy.
Wait. Okay, thank you. Spare me on the air, baby, please. Oh, because the library is open and she will read me. Trust me.
No, I got my card.
Okay.
I'd probably buy BB and CC. I would, because I listened to them. I done bought their album about four times already.
Really?
That's somebody that really wants them to sell. I bought them four times.
Yes.
Because I listen to them every day because they're an inspiration to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they keep me in touch, you know, with a lot, with God.
Who did you grow up listening to? I know your mom, and probably Dionne is related to you also, right? Dionne Warwick is your cousin. Who outside your family did you listen to? Who inspired you?
Aretha Franklin.
Really?
I listened to Aretha, yes. Aretha.
All right, so there's just a short clip of you and your sister and Whitney Houston on Arsenio Hall 1989, and she says, you know, that you and your sister, your music keeps her in touch with the Lord, I guess, right? I mean,
exactly. I remember that just by the time. I remember like it was yesterday. And when Arsenio made the comment about her buying the single Party All the Time, which was an Eddie Murphy single that was out, and at that moment, Whitney and Eddie were dating. And so he threw that in, and that's why she started laughing. And he told her, be nice, Whitney, be nice.
I'd forgot about her and Eddie Murphy dating. That's right.
Yeah, that's why he set that up, just like that. But you know what? She was, and you know, as we continued to walk close together, we knew what we meant to her. And she had no reservations in telling us how it was our music and our relationship that gave her strength through the hard time, you know, and that was for the rest of her life. That's why we stayed as close. So it was, I miss her tremendously. I really do. I'm learning to walk again without her.
Well, July 31st, the book comes out, folks, The Whitney I Knew by B.B. Winans. Can you just share real quickly, and I know we're probably taking too much of your time, you're a busy fellow, but can you share with us the story you shared at the funeral? I mean, I saw everyone crack up. Well, sorry, almost everyone. Jesse Jackson sat there like a rock, but I saw everyone crack up when you shared this story about, you know, the uniforms.
That's what, you know, one of the things is inside the book, there's pictures, and it's funny, we labeled it, these are the uniforms that Whitney was talking about. But one of the things about her is she wanted us, and she wanted everybody that she loved to succeed. And so when we were opening headlining for the first time, our Heaven album was out at the time when we were headlining for the first time, and she wanted it to be perfect. And so without us knowing, she had bought uniforms for that particular concert, and we were shocked when she was telling us. And so, well, you know, I stopped her and said, you know, you can't do that. This relationship is not materialistic. You know, it's not about, you know, buying things, this and that. And she stopped me, right, and, you know, mid-sentence, and she said, look, you know, y'all love me, right? And we answered her, yeah. And she said, you know, y'all my brother and y'all my sister, right? Yeah. And y'all love me, right? And I said, yeah. And then she said, as I said, you know, and y'all broke, right? And we looked at her like, wow, you just didn't say that. Did you just say that? Because we were broke. And it was that kind of honesty and that kind of relationship we had that was absolutely incredible. One of the things that I wrote in the book, and I'll leave you with this, but we were, you know, I was buying my first home in Nashville, Tennessee, and we talked about everything. So Whitney flew in. The bank had changed their minds on my down payment. So we had talked about everything, and she flew in just off the whim and, you know, staying on the couch, you know. The next morning she said, you take me by that house that you're trying to buy and everything. And so we went by the house to walk through, and while we're walking through, she's making comments like, oh, them staircases right there, that look like your staircase. And, oh, that kitchen, that look like my brother's kitchen. It was like, why do you keep saying stuff like that? We get to the end of the view, and we're on the back porch, and she says, oh, by the way, hand me my purse. She reaches Andrew and she puts out an envelope and she gives it to me, and I open it up, and it's the amount, which was $50,000 that the bank had said I had to have, or, you know, you have to house. And I looked at it, and I said, what is this? He said, I told you that looked like your staircase. But the generosity of this woman was unbelievable. And the wonderful thing is that she never wanted her name to be displayed of her generosity.
Yeah.
And that stuck out to me, and it still is one of the reasons why I love her.
Well, look, BB, tomorrow is July 1st, and we celebrate Canada Day up here in this great country of ours. And I understand, I did a little research, you guys have some kind of a special day down there on, I think, is it July 5th? Is that a big day for
July
you?
July 4th. July 4th. Why would you throw it on the 5th, Drew? I'm thinking about taking the album instead of you know, for your version, instead of America, America, say Canada.
Yeah.
You know, I must say, though, I have a brother who lives in Toronto now.
Come on.
Been living there for 3 years, 4 years.
Which one?
So, Carvin.
Okay.
His name is Carvin. It's Marvin's
one of the twins,
brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the twins. And so I visit Toronto a lot. And the other year I was in Montreal. And I sat there, and you'll hear more about this, but it was in Montreal that I wrote the musical that will probably open on Broadway next year about me and my family. So there's a Winans musical that's going to happen, and the inspiration happened in Montreal, Canada.
Well, yeah, Montreal. We're not quite sure if it's part of Canada, but Montreal, yeah. So listen, on our show, I mean, we stream live. You know, we've got people listening all across America. This is your ninth solo release with nine crazy produced patriotic songs. Absolutely pristine production on this album. Well done.
Thank you. It was, you know, songs that I grew up singing, and I wrote three songs for it. At the same time, it was a great thing for me to launch out and do. And in doing it, I learned there were so many other verses to these songs that I never heard. And so being a songwriter, I'm always moved by songs that tell a story. And so these songs tell a great story of our country and our history and also of people, the hearts of people. So I was very inspired while I was doing it, and I pray and hope it inspires people who hear it to understand that we need each other. We really do need each other. So I'm glad it's out there now.
Now, is it true that you recorded that patriotic song that Whitney Houston knocked out of the park and is known for, and no one else should ever record again?
I did, and she told me in a conversation, because before she passed, she knew, because I was already recording it. And so in the conversation, she said, wait a minute, you did the Star Spangled Banner? I said, yeah. She said, really? You really want to do that? And my answer was, my God is your God. I ain't scared of you.
Well said. Very well said. Listen, BB, it was a pleasure speaking with you. It was a lot of fun. Well done. This CD is going to go gangbusters. I know it is, and I really wish you the best. And I look forward to that Broadway musical. Seriously, about the Winans family? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that'd be amazing.
Excited about it. Glad to talk to you. And when I start dating, I'll let you know.
Good. I look forward to that. I want to get a tweet or something, eh? And we can talk about it on our show, okay?
You got it. Have a great day.
Thanks, BB. Take care, man. BB Winans on the Drew Marshall Show, champion. Here's another song from his CD. Folks, a short break. We've got a little bit more to come on the Drew Marshall Show. Have a listen to BB Winans.
I care. And how can I say thank you? How can I let you know the way I feel about you? Certainly a hero. Wanted to say thank you, though it may have cost your life. Did you ever once think twice? Yet willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. Days and nights.
Hey everyone, this is Drew Marshall. Look, every August we end our season by replaying some of the best interviews of the year. Our regular advertising partners love it because our listenership goes through the roof. Well, this August we're offering a special advertising deal for everyone. Imagine your commercial being played in between celebrity interviews with the likes of recording artist Sinead O'Connor, or Dr. Quinn medicine woman Jane Seymour, or soap opera star Michael Damian, or DJ from the hit TV show Full House, or co-star of The View Sherry Shepherd, or Juno Award winner Bruce Coburn. Man, we've got so many to choose from. So here's the deal. We'll offer you 6 weeks of advertising. That's four 30-second spots per show, a total of 24 commercials, which we'll produce. and an advertisement on our website, all of which would typically go for about $1,200, but you get it for only $6.95 plus tax. That's about a 40% savings. And then, of course, don't forget to take off an additional 10% for our 10-year anniversary special. So become an August advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show today. 6 weeks worth of commercials and your advertisement on our website for only $6.95 plus tax. Then take an additional 10% off for our 10-year anniversary special. You'd better get on this soon because this offer ends July 28th or when the limited number of spots fill up. Call 905-845-2821. That's 905-845-2821. 905-845-2821, extension 367. Or, of course, contact us at drewmarshall.ca.